Hey, Chris Johnson here, and the weather's finally getting nice. You know what that means? That means fucking 5K and 10K season is in full fucking swing. There's not a lot of races in like fucking December and January and February because the weather sucks balls. But now, I mean, there's multiple ones every week to fucking choose from, and I'm on my quest for pretend narcissistic superiority. I want them goddamn medals. I need some type of, what's the word I'm looking for? Boost? But that's not it. Confidence? Maybe? I need a little bit. I need a little bit of a charge. So here's how it typically works, right? They give out like medals for the fastest people. And fuck them, because I fucking hate them and I'll never fucking beat them. They're just way too fucking good at running and I'll never be that fucking good at it. And that's just me being fucking realistic. I'm not fucking built for that shit. Fucking society likes to tell you that you can fucking accomplish anything. And that's bullshit. You can't fucking accomplish anything because these motherfuckers are running 5Ks in 18 minutes. Did you hear what I just fucking said? 18 minutes. Fucking 6-minute mile. I can't fucking do that. That's crazy. And no amount of fucking training is gonna get me to that fucking freakish point. Have you ever seen hardcore runners? They kind of look like shit. They kind of look like they've been fucking tanning all day for fucking 15 years straight. They're leathery. They're leathery and they're fucking wiry. They don't look that good. The fucking hardest of the hardcore runners, sorry fellas, you don't look good. You look worn out. You look like corpses. It's like running out there with fucking Skeletor. So like if I go out there and I see, you know, a bunch of fucking skulls, I know I'm gonna get my shit pushed in. I can't beat you motherfuckers. So those people are winning like the overall shit. So I got no fucking shot at the overall shit. I was at a run today and like the overall winner got like a fucking iPad mini. So I'm not getting that. Or iPod mini. Did I say iPad? Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit what fucking mini. And then like a fucking trophy. Now I'd love a fucking trophy, but unless I kneecap those motherfuckers, I ain't getting the trophy. So I gotta settle for the other medals. I gotta settle for the age group medals. They usually do 5-year age groups like 30 to 34, 35 to 39, that bullshit. Sometimes they'll go fucking 30 to 39. I hate that shit because that just gives me less chance to fucking win one. Although, fucking January, I fucking won one, fucking third place in 30 to 39. So suck on my freshly shaven balls. But I've run into some problems recently. I did a fucking 10K last week. I finished third. Out of how many? 3 in my age group. But take a bite of my fucking ass. That's still fucking metal territory. I know, goddammit. So I'm in this shithole called like fucking Franklinville. And this run happened in like late April. And it was fucking snowing. And the fucking snow blew in my fucking face both ways. And if there was a cliff at the end of the run, I'd have fucking jumped off of it. Because I wanted to die when I was running. It sucked so fucking hard. Why is it snowing in late fucking April? What the fuck? I was so pissed off at one point. Some dumb asshole. You know, she starts flying by me like 4 miles in, which is usually what happens. I can't keep up the fucking pace. And this jackass looks at me and she's like, "Huh, the snow in your face sucks." Yeah, it does, nerd. Fuck you. You know what else sucks? You passing me right now, so shut the fuck up. But I felt good about myself. I saw the third place. Like, holy shit. This is fucking metal territory, goddammit. And I get in there, and I'm looking around. They got, like, the fucking bananas and the fucking snacks and the water afterwards. I don't see any fucking medals. You know what I saw? Like fucking maple treats. It was like the maple festival, right? And they had, like, maple treats, and they gave out, like, a fucking small bag. It was, like, the size of a bag of fucking fruit snacks. They gave those out to the fucking winner of each age group, and I almost burned that fucking school to the ground. I was about to douse it in gasoline and start throwing fucking matches all over the place. I fucking finished third and you're not gonna give me a medal? Now I gotta go home, tell the cats, like, fella, sorry. I didn't win a medal today. You know the disappointment in their fucking eyes? Today, I ran one and I ran the fastest fucking 5K that I've ever run. Like just over 25 minutes, which for me is fucking freakish. And then like, they start giving the age group awards for me. They're like, the first place, 17 minutes. Like 17 minutes, motherfucker. These fucking ringers, the goddamn skulls. And then like the second place, 18 minutes. Like, God, fuck it. I'm not winning one now. Get these assholes out of here. Go run in the fucking professional fucking course. Leave this shit to the fucking weekend motherfuckers. The guys that can't fucking hack it. Leave this shit to me. Go run a fucking marathon somewhere. This is all I got. It's all I got going on at 5 and 10Ks. I can't do your fucking marathon shits. You're doing fucking 6-minute fucking miles. Go run a fucking marathon. There's some somewhere in some part of the country. Go to fucking Arkansas. Go to Frog Falls, Arkansas. Run a goddamn marathon. Leave these fucking 5Ks to me. I did dress as a superhero. Reverse Flash. It was a fucking yellow skin-tight fucking shirt with a red fucking thunderbolt on it. Or a lightning bolt, because thunder doesn't have fucking bolts. But it was awesome and it was hot. And I felt fucking good about myself out there. You know what I've been missing the last little while? There have been no camera people out there. I need to see pictures of me so I can put them online and get fucking clicks and likes. I don't have high self-esteem. I was actually talking to somebody about this the other day, side note, and I was just mentioning my insecurities. I was opening up a little bit with her, giving her a little bit more of a taste than I give most people. She's like, you know, do you think you're like confident or do you think you're insecure or all this other shit? And I was like, insecure. She's like, bullshit. Bullshit. Fuck you. You always seem so confident. That's because I got everybody fucking fooled. Look, when you fucking are an anxious mess and you grow up with parents that you can't fucking wait to get away from, you got to overcompensate somewhere. And this is how I overcompensate. That's why I'm on a fucking quest for medals now. That's why. I'm overcompensating for my insecurities. That's what I'm doing. That's how it works. I'll be back Sundays, Wednesdays, new podcast episodes. I am on Apple Podcast. I'm on Google Play. Every episode is on Podbean, the website, or the app. You can follow in the Facebook timeline as well, my Facebook timeline. I'll keep putting those podcast videos out or whatever the fuck. I am on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. That's hot shit. And on Twitter, Johnson Hates You.